Right, my name, Ivy Ellen with an E, Humes. 69, and was born in Upton Pontefract, Yorkshire, where I still live. So I've not gone very far. The thing with skin conditions has always been in his family, mainly acne. That was the main thing of the three girls in our family. I've got a brother who stutters, so that's a nervous thing, like my dad stuttered. But Malcolm, my second to the oldest brother, he had psoriasis from being 9 years old. Started with it very slight and built up, and right up to him in dying in 68, when he was 68, he had it. Always very self-conscious. And the times that he were extra nervous, it come on really bad, but he used to have cold tar baths. That's all they did in them days, really. But they didn't know as much about it, or they didn't do anything about it. You just got to suffer with it, right, you know. But with me, I just got it, I think I was about 13, and started with it, but not anything like. And mine was just at the back of my head. In fact, it started a bit the other day, and I was itching and what have you. And it started there. I have it in my ears, and they itch, and in my groin, where it's warmest, the warmest part, especially having long hair. So, but really, I don't suffer with it as such. I put up with it, but don't suffer. But as far as my brother were concerned, very self-conscious. Pinky, big scabs all over him. Is not really on his face. I mean, he had trouble with his acne as well. He'd really had a bad time of it. And so he never used to take his shirt off. You never saw him in a summer vest, you know, because he was always covered up as much as he could, but you could still see all here. But the doctors used to say, take your T-shirt off and what have you if in the sun, because the sun and the air will help dry it up. But he didn't like anybody seeing it, you see. Which, yeah, obviously you can understand, just, yeah, bad skin conditions.
Yeah. What was it like for him when he was at school?
Oh, very quiet, like, didn't mix very well. And I put this to that, really, you know. Mm. So, very quiet, a nice chap as he got older, nice chap, lovely with everybody. Mm-hmm. But I think there was going to go on a cruise with his son and family, and he was getting that nervous about going on this cruise because of his condition. And that was a couple of years before he got cancer and died. And he was getting very nervous with it. You know, he'd got a writing thing. When he was writing, as he got older as well, he got shaky. So his hands, he'd got bits of everything new. But it all were helped by nerves, everything in the psoriasis, you know. Mm. But I think maybe Malcolm were a nervous child anyway.
And was he older than you?
Yes, 7 years older than me. So, like I say, that's why I can remember him always having it. And I was very young then. Mm. But when he was about 9, I mean, I was 2. But my mum used to say he'd had it since being 9, otherwise I wouldn't have known. But he'd had it all his life to me, you know what I mean? Mm.
So you, when you had psoriasis and when you have it, it's kind of mild.
Oh, yes, I have stuff just to put on my scalp. Mm. You know, it's like a sticky kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you're always washing your hair kind of thing. Mm. And but they did say about his head and shoulders, somebody told me, and it been a lot better on my scalp since. Mm. Because it's for dandruff.
Yeah.
And what psoriasis is, it dries up and flakes off. And I think it like keeps a lot of flakiness off, therefore making it less itchy. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So,
so Malcolm, was he in taken into hospital at times to get treatment and things?
Yes. He went to a, what you call an outdoor school.
Right.
You know, away from home.
Uh-huh.
I think he was about 11 and he went for so long and I can't remember exactly how long. I think it was Scarborough. Yes, it was Scarborough because I got a photo of my mum and dad when they went to see him for a day. I mean, we hadn't cars then. My mum and dad didn't have a car. And then he used to go every so often to see him until he come home, obviously. And I think they were just teaching him a bit more from day to night conditions,
right.
You know.
Right. So the outdoor school, was that a kind of hospital or...?
Like a medical. It wasn't so much a hospital, but it was like there were rooms in it. I mean, I never went. Then we were left at home with the other children. But it was a like a, I should think like an hostel.
Right. So was it a medical centre type of place?
Yes.
Was it organised through the NHS?
Yes.
Oh, right.
It was then. I mean, that were a long time.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
It would have been what in, I was born in 47, so it would have been 10, I don't know, 57, about 50. 1955, 1956, somewhere like that.
Right.
I should think.
In Scarborough?
In Scarborough.
Mm, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, because there's, like I say, they don't normally do.
Yeah.
But all they were giving him were this cold tar.
Yeah.
Cold tar baths.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now there's all sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To make it easier.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
They haven't found a cure for it yet.
No. No. Oh, that's a shame.
I know it is.
It's a long-term thing.
It is, yeah. And it's very debilitating for a lot of people.
Yes, and there's only me and Malk that's had that. But like I say, my other brother with stuttering,
mm-hmm.
and my dad with stuttering, mm-hmm. took after my dad. And my other two sisters, bad acne. I've got open pores and that.
Mm.
I don't have it. I didn't have it half as bad. So we've all had that skin conditions, really.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a nice skin, it'd be lovely to, you know.
So it's very important, I think. It's part of your appearance, isn't it?
Everything, yes.
And in today's world, it's how we look is so important.
Yes.
And there's such a lot of emphasis on how we look, especially for women, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much, really.
Yeah.
You know.
And growing up with a skin condition like psoriasis and acne.
Yeah.
It can cause you a lot of embarrassment and pain, emotional pain, can't it?
Yes. I think at school more.
Yeah.
At school, I think the school sets out things for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think, confrontations at school.
Mm.
You sat across from other children. There's nothing so cruel as some of the children at school. Thinking that you're not getting washed properly because you've got spots, or and a lot didn't know what psoriasis was.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think I did. Really,
I don't think many people did. Ivy,
you know, and with my brother, and I just thought, I don't know. I just thought it was another form of the spots, the bad skin that we have. Mm, really,
when I got it, I was 6 years old, and I had chicken pox. And when the chicken pox cleared up, it came out. And my mum didn't know what it was. And when she took me to the doctor and asked the doctor, have a look, what's this?
Mm.
And the doctor said, well, it's psoriasis. But if she hadn't got psoriasis, she would have got asthma. Because asthma, psoriasis and arthritis are all connected.
Connected.
They're all part of the autoimmune system.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's really...
I mean, asthma is terrible.
Yeah.
For anyone to have asthma.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I can imagine.
Yeah.
We've never had anything like that in the family, not asthma.
Mm-hmm.
My mum and dad smoked, and Malcolm smoked, which he shouldn't have, but he did. But three women, my two sisters and me, never smoked. You know, so I suppose... And that can lead to really bad skin as well, with smoke.
Yeah.
Or ageing skin.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Maybe you're talking about...
It is. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, gosh.
clear. He says, for a week. And Ben, I says to him, if you got it clear for a week, it'd be worse for you, because it'd come back and then you won't be able to get it clear again.
Mm.
So at least if you can manage it. See? But it does make you a quiet. It makes you a person that you don't come forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're back.
You hang back.
You hang back.
Yeah,
and
you
that's
do.
What the end of person
you do.
You
want. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can relate to that, Ivy.
Mm. Yeah. A lovely person, but very, you know, having that all the time.
Yeah.
Did feel for you.
Yeah.
Mm.
For anybody. Mm. Yeah. Mm. For anybody. I mean, it's really tough.
Yeah.
And as you say, children can be very cruel.
They can. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to say to me, because Alex had bad skin, especially at 12. I started with really bad skin at 12. And the odd girls in the class used to say to me with that and the kind of thing. Well, I didn't have full acne, but like my two sisters had. But they'd say, well, it's because you don't get washed properly, you know, or open pores. And I said, excuse me, I was told to get washed in, do you know the Sturgeon that they used to have in a bottle to wash fine fabric?
Yeah.
Well, when the nurse used to come to look in your hair at school years back, I don't know if they're doing that. And she once said to me, looked at my skin, she said, tell your mum to get some Sturgeon, which is it's for washing clothes in, delicate, and wash with Sturgeon. And you know, I used to take a little bottle to school with me, and I used to go in the cloakroom and wash my face. I used to wash my face at least 5 times a day. With this Sturgeon to try and get the grease off, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, but they don't wash the face 5 times a day. But it does leave a bit of stigma, any skin condition, really.
It does.
What they can see.
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, well, when I first got it, my mum didn't know what it was.
Mm.
And, you know, in those days, your neighbours were your best friends, weren't you? Always very neighbourly. And and my mum was asking her neighbours, what's this, what's this? And somebody said, oh, that's like a skin condition. What you should use, put her in the bath, use Robin starch.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Robin starch.
Yeah.
The bath me in it.
No, not
I was screaming the place down, Ivy. Mm-hmm. You know, my mum only did it once because it was on the advice of somebody who was her neighbour.
You try everything.
Well,
really.
You do, yeah.
Check, testing, mic, check, one. check, A, check.